Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The last time we were in Murondoy, Coretta informed John that Sharona had got a job in Georgetown and would be moving in with them. John was not in agreement, because the problems in their marriage would not provide a conducive environment. Coretta gave him an ultimatum. Unique confronted Zena at the gym and accused her of trying to have an affair with her husband, Kevin. Zena hurriedly left, accompanied by Denzel, who surprised everyone by saying that he and Zena were dating. As we return to Murondoy, Auntie Myrtle is at Pepper and Simon's shop.
Yoo-hoo! Morning, Peppa!
Hi, Miss Myrtle.
Any crabs?
Of course we have.
I'm doing some happy crab curry today.
Oh, gosh, Miss Myrtle. You make my mouth water. I could get a bowl when you're done.
You're giving me discount on the crab?
Of course! How many you want?
4 packs. When I cook crab curry, Catalina and Denzel want it all day. Then I have to cater for the Malachi and Alexis. You know they're back in Guyana.
Oh yes, they were here yesterday. Simon was so happy to see his son and grandchildren.
Well, I can imagine. Of course you can get a bowl, Petro. Denzel will bring it over for you, right?
Thank you very much, Miss Myrtle. But I think I can collect it myself. Matter of fact, I might eat it right by you. Because if I bring it in this house, Simon will want some.
So you're not going to share?
Crab curry too sweet to share with Simon.
Oh gosh, where is he though?
He's upstairs sleeping.
You told him that you're pregnant?
Shh. No, I ain't tell you nothing.
Why not?
I still ain't decide what I want to do.
Look, I think that you should keep the baby. It's a blessing from God. The fact that Simon is in his 70s and he doing
this is my problem, Miss Myrtle. How I get in baby with an old man?
Simon is not that old. Come on. And you chose to marry him. You never thought that you could get pregnant?
Not really, Miss Myrtle. I never thought about
it. Men can father children at any age. The quality of the sperm can decline as they get older, yes. But there's always that possibility.
You know what? I just feed Simon too good. And that is why this happened. Every morning, I just give him loud porridge and fruits. I should just start giving him some tennis roll and butter with a loud cup of bush tea.
Oh gosh, Papa, you always make me laugh. It's good that you take care of your husband, though.
Yes, but look where it got me. A belly when he probably ain't even gonna be around for the child's 18th birthday.
Simon could lift 100. He could be around for almost 30 years of the child's life.
You think so?
Well, he seems to be in good health to me.
Well, obviously. He does drink in a whole set of supplements. Plus, he does go to the doctor for regular checkups.
Ah, the man is healthy. No wonder you get pregnant.
Murundi people gonna have a lot to talk.
And will you care? Many of these people in Murundi who love to talk don't have anything going on for themselves. How I see it is that the baby is a miracle. You should thank God that he blessed your womb. You know how many women have been trying for years to get pregnant and can't because of reproductive issues? Women can have endometriosis, ovulation disorders like PCOS.
PCOS?
Yes. Polycystic ovarian syndrome seems to be affecting many young women.
I wonder why, Miss Myrtle?
There could be genetic factors. Hormonal? Environmental? Who knows?
Oh, okay.
Some women can have blockage in their tubes. Fibroids can cause blockage in the fallopian tubes. That, Pepper, can prevent women from getting pregnant.
Miss Myrtle, I was fine with not having any children, though.
But God saw it fit to bless you. Look at that child as a miracle. You are a married woman. You are stable. And your husband loves you. This child could be born into a loving home in Jesus' name. Hallelujah!
What child would be born into a loving home?
Nadira and Sharona almost meet John.
So what do I gotta do with me?
You still with this nonsense? The decision has already been made that Sharona will be living with we. So you might as well accept it.
You got no respect for me, Coretta.
How I gonna respect a man who don't respect himself? You don't want to get help? I supposed to respect somebody who's spending all the time smoking and drinking? You get a little walk the other day from Goldman, 2 mornings you're gonna walk off the job. So I supposed to mind and respect you, John? Oh gosh, the reach! My cousin!
Hi, Coretta!
Hi, Sharona!
Hi, Miss Coretta!
Oh gosh, I'm so happy to see y'all!
Me cousin!
Sharona, come give me a hug too!
Yes, Miss Coretta!
Well, I tell you, since when Murundi got all these big houses?
People money rich, will you feel? It's only one suitcase you got, Sharona?
Yes, Miss Coretta.
John, come and help bring in this suitcase.
Coretta, I tired.
Come, sit down. Make yourself comfortable. I figure y'all gonna hungry. I make sure I wake up early and cook some nice dal with okra and saltfish.
But of course, that sounds lovely. It's a long drive from Kokwani.
Welcome to my home, Sharona.
Hi, John.
Hi, Mr. John.
John, you ain't here to tell you gonna bring in Sharona's suitcase?
I look like anybody, servant.
Hello, you is the only man here. Go and bring in the suitcase.
I ain't bringing up nothing. You don't respect me, but expect me to listen to you. Since you superwoman, bring it in yourself.
It's okay, Miss Coretta. I could bring up my suitcase myself.
Sharona, you sit and rest yourself. Y'all travel a long way to come here. Me husband only plenty head and go.
Well, why ask a madman for do anything, eh?
Oh gosh, Coretta. Me and Sharona ain't come here for cause problems between you and John.
Y'all is not the problem. He is.
I tell you already, I ain't want nobody live with me.
And I want to know which part you sign your name for say me house is you own.
And I ain't got to stay and put up with this, you know. I could go back to my village.
Ramgo, who's stopping you? You could pack your bags and leave for all I care.
Coretta, if it's a problem with Sharona staying here, I could find somewhere else for her to go.
It's not a problem. The only problem I got is my useless husband.
You know what?
Let me get out of here. You could carry your things with you. Well, I tell you, this man is really past me.
We won't cause no problems.
Nadira, relax yourself. Sharona's staying here. And if John get me vexed, I can put he out. Right now, he ain't adding no value to my life.
Okay.
Sharona, dear. I'm sorry you had to see that. Don't worry, he ain't gonna bother you.
Thanks, Miss Coretta.
Anyways, welcome again. Come and let me show you the room I set up for you.
You have a lovely home, my cousin.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Walk and do all of this by myself. Sharona, this is your room.
Oh my gosh, this is so nice.
Coretta, I can't thank you enough.
Don't mention it, cuz. This is what family is supposed to do for one another.
Thank you, Miss Coretta. Thank you so, so much.
You are welcome.
I'm gonna bring up my suitcase.
Sharona, I tell you, leave it.
It's okay, Miss Coretta. I really can fetch it up.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Me cousin, I don't know how I can repay you for this favor.
My repayment will be to see Sharona doing good.
It's a good job she get. She gonna be making decent amount of money. I don't tell she got to contribute to this house every month.
Okay.
She says she gonna send me money every month. But I tell she, I want she safe. I alright. She don't have to send me nothing.
We got to encourage and support these young people.
Yes.
I'm happy y'all here, Nadira. Never mind, John.
Happy to be here too, cuz.
You pregnant, Abigail?
Simon.
I can see y'all later. I'll call you when I finish cooking.
Okay. Thanks, Miss Myrtle.
And take it easy, Simon.
Enjoy the rest of the day, Miss Myrtle.
I'm going upstairs and eat something, Simon.
Abigail, are you really pregnant?
How I could be pregnant, Simon?
Don't lie to me. I knew you were acting strange, but I would have never imagined that this was the case.
Why? Because it's embarrassing, right? One man in the early 70s want with another baby when he already got grown children.
So you are pregnant.
Look. Leave me alone.
Oh my goodness. This is wonderful news. I'm going to be a father again.
Simon, hush your mouth. Hush. You want people to come in this shop and hear you?
How could Miss Myrtle know this information before me, though? You told her you were pregnant before you told me?
I don't know what I want to do, Simon. This is too much.
But Abigail, you
just need to... leave me alone. Don't come behind me, Simon. Stay in the shop and leave me alone.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.